That was My Sex there with Computer Games. And if you don't enjoy My Sex, then you should probably find someone else. You're listening to... What is it? Guess Who's Coming to Dinner here on FM 103.3, The Voice of Goulburn. I'm joined by Maddie D and Brenton. Yes. Kyle has stepped into the passenger seat for now, anyway.
Stepped aside.
Absolutely. This is what happens when we have multiple guests. We swap and change them around. So, Brenton, yes. You're our man from Perth.
I am, yes.
And
you were here in Goulburn.
And now you're back.
I am, yes.
Any particular reason?
Christmas.
Christmas, family.
Family, yeah.
Family business.
Mm. Escape from the heat.
And any news from Perth Way? I mean, we haven't had any updates from Perth in the new show, but the old one, you had quite a lot to say.
Sharks still seem to be a constant problem.
Sharks?
Yeah, yeah. So you go in the water, you run out of the water. It's a big deal over there.
Okay. Did you hear that you should, like, punch sharks
yeah,
in the nose?
In the nose, yeah, I've heard that too.
I did hear that, but I haven't been able to test it out as of yet.
How do you punch underwater, though?
Well, that's a good question, actually. Why would they tell you to do something in that sort of situation when you couldn't pull it off?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that is a big deal. I think maybe, like, even hammerhead sharks could... Where's their nose?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, we should move straight into our regular segment. Now, guess who's coming to dinner news, or as Matty D calls it,
wacky news.
Yes.
I was attacked by the shark, did you know that?
Really?
Yes. Me and Carl were. It might have been a rock, but me and Carl think it's a shark.
I want to hear more about this shark attack.
Well, okay. Well, we're in. Where were we, Carl? Bakeman's Bay, and me, Kyle, and another friend of ours was like sort of wading in the water, and then my foot kind of hit something, and then Kyle, and I was like, "What was that?" And then Kyle felt it as well. And we just started panicking, like, and then so we swam out the water. Kyle's a really atrocious swimmer, so I was sort of grabbing him, and pulling him with me. I saved Kyle's life, I like to say.
Oh, isn't that
as
nice?
He was,
he's giving you the V sign through the window.
As him being Kyle was almost drowning me in the process, I was saving him and we pulled him out. I actually asked Kyle, should we tell anyone that there's a shark in the water? And he said no, expletive them.
Oh.
And ran off, so we ran
How
off.
How do you expletive someone? You'd
With
rather
great
not say.
Style. But yeah, I like to think it's a shark. It might have been a rock, but I think it was a shark. So we survived. We survived.
Kyle yelled,
we survived
a shark
attack.
From the other room.
I saved Kyle's life. I was the hero of the night. So, yeah. So I know what you mean.
Yeah. It's, so why didn't you punch it in the nose?
Well, look, man, I was afraid I'd hurt the shark too much. I'm a humanitarian.
Yes.
Anyway, wacky news.
Anyway, news. Which would you prefer at the moment? Gran's lost love found through Facebook, or a very Calvin and Hobbes Christmas, the horror?
Gran's lost love for sure. I just like that she's found Facebook in her advanced years.
There we go.
What about love in her advanced years?
Well, interestingly enough, my grandmother is on Facebook. Actually, both my grandmothers were on Facebook, yet my mother isn't.
Do you find that you censor yourself now that you've got family on Facebook?
Nah.
You think twice about posts?
Definitely not. No, because they don't use it. They sign up for it going, oh, I'm going to use this all the time. Never do.
Yep.
Tens of thousands of sympathetic Facebook users have helped reunite a Philippine grandmother with her 78-year-old husband, who went missing for 2 weeks. Someone has posted a photo of the grandmother walking the streets with a sign on her back with, like, saying missing, and with a picture of her husband. So she's just walking around with a sign.
She should have just checked in. Problem solved.
There you go. On Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. That reminds me, actually, when we were doing the hipster challenge... which we'll go into later, I suppose. Matty D actually wore a sign.
I had this great idea.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, what happened was me and Carl were spending the day downtown dressed as hipsters, and I thought, well, I'm going to look like a tool, so I might make it like so that there's a reason for it. So I made a sign, which I brought today, and it said, today I'm dressed as a hipster for a radio challenge. Tune into, and then the radio show, and then the time slot it was in.
Wow.
And
see, I said, you know how we say that Kyle is the producer of the show?
Yeah.
I reckon that you should definitely be the PR agent for the show with
cool.
sort of
is that
talents
a,
like that.
Is that a higher position than Kyle?
It's a different position to car.
It's a higher position. You can tell me it's a higher position than car. That's cool.
Well, it's not really ranks in radio.
They pay the same.
But yeah. But what actually happened was I received more attention, sometimes bad attention, for the sign. Like I went other days dressed as a hipster and no one said anything to me, which was actually insulting. But like when I wore the sign,
maybe they just thought you dressed like that normally.
The older people loved it. They thought it was so funny. They're like, oh, what's a hipster? They were really getting into it. We got a few kids that just started ripping
into me. Why bother telling them? They're just going to forget anyway.
Yeah, that started ripping into me because of the sign. But yeah, and it seemed like people looked at me, read the sign, and when I looked at them, they kind of looked away. It's like, guys, I know there's a sign on me, and it's not, you know.
Oh, no, if we look at him, he'll expect us to listen to his show. Yeah.
Maybe he shouldn't be in charge of PR. But anyway, police had failed to find Luis Mateus, 28, who suffered from memory loss after he walked out of his Manila home on Monday. November the 11th. But he was located within 2 days of the Facebook post. Someone posted the picture of the lady with the sign on her back, and it went viral, apparently. The daughter of the man said, "We don't even know how to use Facebook, but it was such a big help to us, and we thank the person who took my mother's picture and posted it." The picture, of course, being the mother wearing the sign. It's hard to explain a story with pictures.
Yeah.
My mother was overjoyed. She'd almost lost hope and she would never find him again. So obviously the husband, a retired waiter, was found sitting atop a flower box less than half an hour's walk from the home after a member of the public tipped off a radio station, one of many who had latched onto the Facebook story. The post was shared more than 61,000 times. There we go. Enough of that story.
Maybe we could like reunite some people on our show.
Oh, really? Are you going to organise that? PR yes. Sort of stunt?
All right. Send in people who are missing and we'll try to find them for you.
That's a bit of a big promise.
Yeah. If not,
I don't think I want to go in that direction.
Yeah.
Hanging by a hair, a Sri Lankan man... What? Oh, sorry. Yeah. A Sri Lankan-born man has dangled more than a metre off the ground for over 23 minutes by his hair. My hair is strong and I usually use natural oil, Mr. Unpronounceable said. The record was set in Queensland, and I'm not even going to attempt to say that, says he was overcame the pain by meditating. Now, that's a PR stunt I think you should do.
What's that? Hang by my hair.
Hang by your hair.
Maybe before I got it cut, for, I like, could actually have done that.
It's been cut?
Yes.
Sorry, I can't even tell. It's curly
what?
Hair.
What? I did it just for you, and you didn't even notice?
Well, I'm sorry.
I thought it was just because there's a TV screen in front of us.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, well, actually, all I can see is your bouffant just sort of sticking up above the panel here. Here we go. A man won a $378,000 Lamborghini in a contest and then crashed it just 6 hours later. The lime green Roadster on its way to Las Vegas to a body shop for repairs. Yeah, I got it on Saturday and I wrecked it on Sunday, David Dopp told local television. Mr. Dot was videotaped last month, jumping up and down and hollering in speechless disbelief when a Maverick convenience store's contest officials announced during a college football game that he'd won the car. Mr. Dot said he was taking friends and family on rides on Saturday evening on the outskirts of town when the vehicle hit loose ice or gravel and started spinning.
That's really irresponsible to give someone with the surname Dot a little bit in the first place.
Are you being prejudiced for the Dot family?
I certainly am.
Okay, there we go.
You should not be allowed to drive.
The car crashed through fence post before coming to rest in a field. Mr. Dot wasn't injured, but his wife said she was shocked. My heart pretty much fell out, Annette Dot said.
Annette Dot.
Who are these people and who's giving them Lamborghinis?
This Maverick convenience store contest.
Needs to stop.
Wow.
I thought how casual you said. He's just like, yeah, crashed it. I just crashed a Lamborghini.
He didn't pay for it.
Oh, yeah, but still.
He's not bummed or anything, or at least the way you put it.
Yeah, exactly. Crashed it.
Exactly.
There'll be other contests.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's what you'll have to do as well. Next PR move. Win a competition, not our competition, which, by the way, details of which are coming up later in the show.
Yep.
You'll need to enter a competition, win a car, and then crash it, and then just say, oh, I crashed it because I was too busy listening to my favourite radio show, which I happen to be on. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, which can be heard on FM 103.3, 2GCR, well, The Voice of Goulburn.
Yes, indeed. Well, I don't drive, but I can steal a car and do that.
That might get us the wrong attention.
That was a joke, Kieran.
Okay, well... On that note, that was the news.
How does crashing a car don't get us the wrong kind of attention?
Well, what's another way you can get attention for us?
Sure.
I think our aim is to get you in the news so we can read it out on
okay,
the show.
Okay, all right, well...
Local radio host Matthew D.
Maddie Delicious.
Runs naked with the emblem, guess who's coming to dinner, spray painted across his buttocks. Mm.
Maybe I could go to, like, Sunrise or something and, like, sort of bring a sign... says tune into our show.
Yeah. I'm not liking the amount of signs in your PR move. I think you need to go in the other direction.
I think we've learnt that signs aren't the way to go.
It got me attention. That's one thing.
And that's, I suppose, that's something you've been lacking lately.
Yes.
Oh dear. Okay. Well, we'll be right back after this with the weather.
Who are proud sponsors of this weather update.
And now the weather with Liz.
Current temperature outside is 18 degrees Celsius, and just in case you didn't know, it is raining. Expect that to differ in your lounge rooms as they are heated and or air conditioned. Tomorrow, Tuesday, is mostly going to be sunny with a maximum of 23 degrees Celsius and a minimum of 13 degrees. And that's all there is to the weather today and tomorrow.
Fantastic. Well, Patricia Stormare didn't make it in this week, and by the looks of it, Carl almost didn't make it into this segment because he was outside doing God knows what.
Matt came to collect me a bit too late.
Yeah.
I was just outside chilling.
Yeah. Well, I think it's mostly my fault because I only realised 30 seconds before you were due on that you were needed to be here.
That's all right. That's all right.
And so now we're joined by Kyle and Liz.
Mm-hmm.
Liz, our... international guest, I suppose. Internationally travelling guest.
Yes.
Brisbane correspondent.
We've got a Perth correspondent and a Brisbane correspondent.
You look like you're having fun.
I'm having a lot of fun, actually. There's a swivel chair and it is fantastic.
Yeah, a lot of fun on the swivel chair.
I heard that Patricia Stormare was kind of peeved that you took her place this week.
Me and her had a little bit of a cat fight outside.
Did you win?
Yeah, of course. Otherwise, yeah. She'd be sitting
there. I saw her. Exactly. I see her hobbling off into the distance with a crutch. Two crutches, actually. One would just be inconvenient.
<know. Yeah. laughs> She's hobbling off nonetheless.
Yes. Oh, well, I suppose she might be in next week because we do love Patricia on this show.
No hard feelings, Patricia.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's time for Lifestyles with Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
And could you explain what it is?
Lifestyles with Kyle is a segment once a week on Guess Who's Coming to Dinner when you, the listeners, can send in your lifestyle questions to me and I will answer them the only way I can.
Very well.
Yes, very well. So
yes.
Have we actually got any...
And where can they send in questions?
They can send in questions to the Facebook page, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. You just type in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner in Facebook and it should be the first one to pop up.
Well,
are there any
Guess Who's
questions?
Coming to Dinner, FM 103.3,
yes.
Because there's a popular 60s movie by the same name.
Mm.
And with also a reality name. TV show, I think.
There is?
I think
really?
So, yeah.
What about?
I think Jamie Drury was in it. It's like, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner?
About three guys on a radio show?
No, they set up people with their, like, celebrity crushes or something.
Really?
I think what? I was, like, 8 years old, though, so I might have a flawed memory of that.
That sounds really bad.
Boring.
Why would you want to be on a show where you're hooked up with someone who has a crush on you?
No, it's a surprise.
Oh, it's a surprise.
Yeah, it was like your family set you up and suddenly Lee Kernaghan was in your kitchen.
That would just be awkward.
Yeah, I would.
Imagine having dinner with your celebrity crush, especially if they have a wife and family.
In your house as
well. Yeah, in your house.
All your embarrassing
like photos. And you'd want to try and impress them since they're celebrities and all.
And your horrible food and drink choices in the fridge.
And you'd already be nervous enough because you're meeting a celebrity, so you'd like be knocking plates over and everything. Spilling wine over them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, are you ready for a question?
Have we got any listener questions this week? Or?
Oh, let me just check. That's right. You can send in your questions to Kyle. Lifestyle questions on the Guess Who's Coming to Dinner 103.3 FM page. Oh.
Do we?
There is a question, but it's for Matty D's love tips, which are coming up later in the show.
Oh, ho. That's all right.
But anyway, I do have one here for you. Okay, this one's a bit of a short one.
All right.
Okay.
Who's it from?
It's from Jamie.
Okay, Jamie.
How do you know who is your real friend? Is there a test that I could know who is my real friend, or is there some way to know who? How do you get through this issue, Kyle?
I post awkward questions on an internet answer site and ask the general public to tell me if they're my real friends or not.
You've never done that.
No, that's very sarcastic. Yes, very. That's just silly. You know if they're your real friends or not. Like,
what signs do they give you?
I don't know. I don't have any real friends.
You pretend that you murdered somebody and see if they will help you cover your tracks.
Wow.
Okay.
So you just approach them. This is suddenly Lifestyles with Liz. Rolls up the tongue a bit about, there, actually.
Kieran, if I killed somebody and you were the only person that knew, would you go to the police?
Depends on the person you killed.
Depends on the police, really.
Would you go to anybody? Would you tell anybody or would you help
me cover the tracks? I don't know. I guess
would you help me cover the tracks?
I would. I'm your real friend.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
I've got a friend in Liz. And now I'm asking the questions. That's not the point. Look, you know.
There's another question here, by the way.
Well, Jamie, you know if they're your real friends or not. You can always tell. You don't have to be all awkward and insecure and post questions about them on the internet.
The fact that you're asking the question actually leads me to think that they're not your real friends.
That's generally the way that I answer questions. I say if they're that insecure that they have to ask the
World Wide Web. Yeah.
And ask like all these trolls and everything if they're your real friends or does this girl like me or things like that, then they, 9 times out of 10, they probably don't.
Okay. Do you take dreams seriously? Honestly, I take this from Ice Cream. Interesting name.
Okay.
Honestly, I take everything seriously. It actually said I take everything serious, but why so serious? Because I believe everything has a purpose. Everything has a reason. Nothing happens for no reason, because anything can't come from nothing. So to be honest, honestly, lol. Ooh, interesting writing here.
I've honestly lost track of what.
So I've been having these dreams about somebody. Okay, so basically, would you happen to believe that dreams are actually a part of life? Example, I keep dreaming about this person because that person thinks about me deeply. So in return, the energy of her thoughts come through to me in a dream.
No.
Then we have thoughts.
No.
Thoughts that can't be seen. Thoughts that can't be detected.
No.
Just like dreams. So can you see what I'm thinking?
No.
Can you tell me what you think or no or .. question mark?
I think you're an idiot. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I'm pretty sure there's science out there that says that dreams come from your thoughts. Mm-hmm. So if your thoughts are that you love this person.
No, Liz, you weren't following. It's all about
spiritual energy.
I'm thinking about you all the time, Liz. Every single second of the day, I think about you. So why aren't you having dreams about me?
Oh, Kyle, but I do have dreams about you.
I knew it. Everybody does. But that is just ridiculous. That's like saying, like, if someone was thinking about a rock in your bedroom or something, or like if at your teddy bear, you'd be dreaming about that.
How does she know that he's thinking of her?
Because it's a creepy stalker. I don't know.
If she had proof that he was thinking about her unbeknownst to her and then she had her dream, I'd maybe take her seriously. Probably not, but maybe.
You could dream about anything. And how does he remember Ice Cream? Is it a girl or a boy? I'm just assuming boy.
We can just assign sentences to them.
How does Ice Cream know about all this? It's just stupid. I can't understand how somebody could possibly think that. Like I just said, me thinking about you, Liz, and you're going to be dreaming about me.
No, your dreams are just a reflection of what you're thinking about during the day.
And how you can't get up in the morning and just you remember your dreams for maybe a split second and you say to yourself, I'm going to remember that all day, and bang, it's gone.
No.
You just
dream about like what you think about.
That's my answer. He's an idiot.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Or she's an idiot.
Conclusive answer there.
I guess from the writing it was a she.
Mm.
She.
Alrighty.
Take that
now
ice
a few
cream.
Quick dilemmas, I reckon.
Dilemmas?
Yes.
Alright.
Would you rather die before your spouse or after?
Oh.
Depends
how much inheritance I'm being left.
Don't you have a boyfriend? Or at least I'm told on Facebook you do.
Yeah, but that doesn't make him my spouse.
Oh, there you go. Well, the person you marry in the future.
Would I rather die before or after them?
I don't know. There's a lot of iffy things going on about there. Like, it depends how old you are or how much money they have.
It depends on the situation.
You just want the inheritance.
Yeah.
Is this in a, like, torture chamber situation?
No, just naturally.
Or just naturally
dying. Naturally dying, of course.
Don't know. It depends.
Old age.
I guess if they're my spouse, then I have some sort of connection to them. I guess I would die before them. That would probably make me happier. But
you're going to condemn them to a lifetime of misery.
Oh, you're making things too complicated.
Yeah, but you won't care.
Yeah.
You won't be bothered by it because you'd be dead.
Exactly. Yeah. You'd be dead.
So, final answer?
I would rather die.
Okay, there you go. Would you rather, outside your window, a view of the water or a view of the city?
A
that's a silly question.
A view of the water. Definitely a view of the water.
Is that more calming to you?
Yeah. Not to mention, the city's just... It's bad. I don't deal with people living next door to me, yet alone looking out my window and seeing so many people. Neighbours are just hell full stop, so I think I would definitely prefer a view of the water. There not to go. Mention, imagine the sunset you'd see out your window just...
Feeling a bit sentimental there.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Would you rather have X-ray vision or the ability to fly?
X-ray the ability of, to fly.
Why would you want X-ray vision, Liz?
Because she's a pervert. No, X-ray vision, you're not going to just be able to see through people's clothes. You'll just see their skeleton. It's X-ray.
Oh, I suppose. It'd give you a
not to mention, imagine the radiation that would be coming out of your eyes would most likely give whatever or whoever you're looking at cancer. So.
Yeah, but what would you do with the ability to fly?
Fly?
You already have the ability to fly.
No, I have the ability to pay for a plane ticket and sit with a bunch of sweaty other people. And
they're not always sweaty.
Yeah, I would much rather be able to... Imagine just soaring around through the skies.
Yeah, actually. Well, I used to, you know, want to do that.
Yeah, exactly. So definitely the ability to fly.
And one last one here. Would you rather, if you had the opportunity, get rid of the memory and all existence of Justin Bieber or Rebecca Black?
I actually like Rebecca Black. I don't like her music.
You'd be the first.
I support her.
I would
her.
Say, it'd have to be Justin Bieber. I hate Justin Bieber more than Rebecca Black.
I think it's a little bit unfair, like, the way people treat Rebecca Black. Like, people are always like, oh, her songs are so stupid.
She does have very annoying songs.
Like, but she is, like, isn't she 13? Like, what would you rather her be singing about?
Wasn't Justin Bieber a similar age when he,
started his nonsense?
Like, I will say Justin Bieber... Mainly because I imagine Rebecca Black's her career is going to fizzle out a lot quicker than his will, so I won't have to worry about that.
With Rebecca Black, it's just like, you can tell it's just something she's doing because she wants to do it.
Plus,
Justin Bieber's a little bit freaky.
Justin Bieber's just an idiot. Have you seen that thing about Germany? He didn't even know what Germany was.
Wow.
He went on a talk show.
Or the Holocaust, most likely.
Yeah. Have you seen that Michael Bublé thing where he pretends to be Justin Bieber?
No.
It's quite exceptional.
I will have to look that up. Well, final answer... Justin Bieber. Forget
Justin
him.
Yeah.
Alrighty then. Well, that was Lifestyles with Kyle. And don't forget, if you got a pressing lifestyle question or a dilemma like the ones I just asked, log on to the Facebook group Guess Who's Coming to Dinner on FM 103.3 to GCR. Just do a search for that, become a fan of the show, and send in the questions.
Please send in some questions for me. Please, I beg of you. I want interesting questions, not this crap they post on the internet with their bad spelling and grammar.
And I've got to thank Liz for sitting in on this session of Lifestyles with Kyle.
Yes, thank you, Liz.
Maybe next time she'll talk into the mic during the segment.
Sorry.
There she is.
Oh well, Liz is here.
All these things we've got to learn about the radio. It all comes pretty quickly, don't worry. But yes, send in your questions.
All right. And that was Lifestyles with Kyle.
Don't forget, Love Tips with Maddie D coming up next. Anyway, it is that time of night for... Maddie D's Love Tips. That's right. Maddie Delicious, as we like to call him during this segment of the show, is here to answer any burning questions of passion that you might be interested in having.
Yes,
are you ready?
I am.
We have one on Facebook.
Oh, great.
Let me just double check to make sure we haven't got any more.
I love when people send things on Facebook.
Anyway, okay. I think this one is actually related to Liz, our other guest in the studio. You back there, Liz?
I am.
There she is back there. This is from Ellie. I have a love question. I am in love with a ranger, which I guess is a redheaded person. What should I do? I know it's unconventional and frowned upon in Western society. Help.
Is that the end of the question?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, I think you should...
Sorry. What do you think?
I think... yes?
Ellie.
Ellie. Oh, it's L.
It's L. Okay, there you go.
You should go down as quickly as you possibly can to this particular person.
Kyle's laughing in the background.
And embrace her passionately.
Oh.
Yes.
But I think it's a guy ringer she's talking about.
Yeah, a guy.
You said embrace her passionately.
Well, her name's L, isn't it?
She's asking the question.
His name is L. Oh, well.
Maddie D is not even sure of the gender.
I get what's going on now.
Yeah, but that's my solution. Embrace her.
Just go for it.
Yep.
Dive in, as you say.
Dive in.
Okay, now this one's a bit lengthy, so I'll power through it as fast as I can. What is the problem with me, Maddie D? I don't know what to do. I'm a guy at 17 years old, and I never had a girlfriend. I'm kind of scared of girls, and I don't know how to talk to them, and I think no girl would like a guy like me. I don't go out. I got bad marks, and I'm not from USA. I'm from Egypt. So here, my percentage is so bad, yet I work so hard to get 90%, and it's still going to be 75%. I think he's talking about his overall marks for the year.
Yeah.
Still bad. I'm not rich. I'm not good-looking. I don't think I've got talents. Sometimes I just feel bad about myself. People say that when you're a teenager, it's the best time, and you'll wish to be a teenager again when you're older. But I think I've wasted my teenage life. Being alone is hard and so hurting. I try to be positive and say when I'm alone, I have a lot of free time. But I think there is a real problem in me, and I don't know why. I mostly don't know what to do. This guy's really broken English. I'm trying really hard to translate it.
That's all right.
What I'm asking is, how do I spend my time? I hope you guys don't tell me to go to clubs or play sports or spend any time around people, because all this stuff, I don't have money to do this kind of stuff. It's closed. Can you guys give me advice how to spend my time? I spend mostly time on the computer, and I spend lots of time at home. That's hurting. Staying at home is hard pain. Being alone and stupid making me hate it. I use my imagination. I don't want to explain this so I don't seem crazy. Does anyone have any suggestions on how I can spend my time? Matty D?
I don't think he's an abnormal kid. I don't think there's something wrong with him. I think he sounds nice.
How is he going to attract the woman of his dreams?
I think
with minimum interaction to human beings as well.
Well, I think he's got to get out there and actually...
Where would he go then? He doesn't want to go to clubs. He doesn't want to play sports.
You know, you don't have to go to clubs or do sports to sort of talk to people.
Suggestions?
Well, you know, meet up with friends, go out for coffee and that sort of thing.
I think he was suggesting that he didn't have any friends.
Well, you make friends. Get
where?
A hobby.
Pottery barn.
He could hang around the park feeding the pigeons.
There's something.
But he has no money, so he might have to feed them rocks.
There's something for everyone there.
You saying
there is. He just has to find his thing, and I'm sure the woman of his dreams will come along.
Okay.
Have an adventure, I would
but
say.
But what should he do to pass this time alone that
so
hurts
your
so bad?
Your advice is that he should do nothing and wait for her to come to
no,
him.
No. I think he should go out and et cetera. But, you know, you got to get out there, sort of.
So you're saying...
Experience life. You can't stay inside.
So he's saying don't tell me to go out, but you're saying go out.
Yeah. When did I say don't go out?
No, he said that he didn't want to go out.
Well, what does he want to do then?
He says he spends all his time on his computer.
So wait, I feel like I'm turning into Kyle here. He wants to not be alone, but he doesn't want to leave his house or talk to people.
No, he says he wants to leave his house, but he doesn't know where to go because he hasn't got any money. Free fun. Give him some free fun where he can meet some lovely ladies.
What? I would say go to clubs.
But
he doesn't want to. I don't know. Go.
And he's 17.
I would say go for a walk. Maybe get a job, hey?
Yeah, that's a good point. Get a job, you lazy cow.
No. Not for that. But, like, you know, because you meet people through that outlet.
Unofficial pyramid tours are a great way to meet the ladies.
Yeah, he could live in Egypt. He could just hide in, like, a sarcophagus or something and just pop out and scare people.
Yeah, because that's what all Egypt places are like.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you say Egypt?
Yeah.
Moving on.
Egyptian.
My friend Todd just got dumped by his boyfriend 2 days ago, and I went over to his ex's site just now to find out why they broke up. Because Nick is a pretty good friend of mine, and I want to help him in any way I can. So I went over to his ex-boyfriend's site on Facebook, and I saw a comment under his ex-boyfriend's from relationship to single status. And I looked at the few comments underneath to see if it would give me any clues. And I saw a comment that says, "You could have done better than him. It's the quiet ones you should look out for." What does that comment mean? That was really confusing.
So this is relationship advice about someone else's relationship.
Yeah. He's concerned about his friend, Todd.
Oh.
Nick has broken up with him, and he doesn't know why, so he's looking on Facebook, and the only hint he has is, you can do better than him. It's the quiet ones that you should look out for.
So Nick went on Facebook, and there's a comment.
No.
What?
His friend is Todd.
Yes.
Nick has broke up with Todd.
Yes.
And this is a girl called Caitlin asking the question.
Oh, okay.
What does that mean? It means that she thinks you can do better than him.
I'm pretty sure Nick is a guy.
Yeah. That's what I said. Wait, I'm so confused. It just sounds like the comment means that the quiet ones are always the ones that end up to be bad, which I don't think is true, but a lot of people would say that's the truth.
I think something we learn from relationships with Manny D is people have a hard time writing things on the internet.
Yes, we learn that.
One more question?
Yes.
Quick one. Why is he always asking about my mum? My mum was visiting, and so the other day on my phone, my boyfriend told me to say hi to her from my boyfriend. And yesterday he asked, how is your mother? Did you tell her anything about me? Why is he always asking about her? Does he want me to tell, or was he just being polite for the first time he wanted me to say hi, and now he's afraid I might have said something bad about him since our relationship is new?
Okay, all right. So
do you understand the question?
Yes, I do. Either two things has happened. The first thing is that he just cares about what the mother thinks of him because he cares so much about her. In which case, that's good. That's pretty, you know, that's just
so he
nice.
Wants to make a good first impression.
He wants to make a good first impression, yeah. The second thing is that he's in love with the mum and he wants to get with her through her. In which case, I would say get a ticket to Egypt.
So she could be a MILF.
Yes. In which I would say get a ticket to Egypt and visit our lovely friend. What was his name?
I didn't read it.
That guy who sent in before. And then bang, I've just solved two problems in one stone.
Tommy Carman, that was
Tommy
his name.
Tommy Carman. Yeah.
Okay,
that's what I think.
So you're saying he's probably trying to get in with the mum? So you're saying she's a hot mum?
She could be a hot mum.
He wants to, I don't know, get a little bit of
mum action.
Wow.
Mm.
Okay.
In which case, get with who we're calling Tommy.
Yeah, okay. Well, there we go. Tommy Carman.
Tommy Carman.
That was the most baffling edition of Matty D's love tips that I've ever... Brendan is so confused. He's just looking off into the middle distance,
hey,
not uttering a word.
I feel enlightened now.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions for Matty D before
we
wrap up the segment?
Do you have any questions for me?
What is love?
Baby,
do you
don't hurt
answer
me.
Answer this? I've answered this before.
You have.
Do you want me to say again?
No.
Okay. Brenton, when you find it, you'll know. Like, I love you, and I'm just waiting for you to feel that for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's really nice. I'll think about
it. Goulburn Community Radio 2, GCR, the voice of Goulburn.
The voices of Goulburn.
The voices of Goulburn. Well, that's not exactly sanctioned, but, you know, what the heck can I do in place of talent? Talent. And
exactly.
The three talented voices that you're hearing right now are Kyle, Kieran,
hey.
And Matty D. The
mm-hmm.
three of us make the good, the bad, and the Kieran.
The good.
The bad.
And the Kieran. Of course, there you go. Now, something we love on this show is a challenge.
We do.
We love
yes.
challenges. We just love them.
We
revel
love
in
challenges.
We love,
love
challenges. As we mentioned at the start of the show, or as you might have seen on the Guess
it's
Who's
the
Coming to Dinner Facebook.
Pleasure I experience in a week.
Well,
what,
at
like
least
challenges.
You're getting some climactic experience during the week.
I don't like thinking about Matt and climactic pleasure
yeah,
in the same
but if
sentence.
You, on, if you,
I don't think anybody does.
If I can just explain things.
Go on.
Talking all night. On the Guess Who's Coming to Dinner Facebook group, you might have seen photos of us throughout the, I suppose it's Christmas week, since the last show, since we decided on air, that our challenge from the listeners, even though it was Matty D's challenge, would be to dress as hipsters for an entire week.
Mm-hmm.
With
yes.
consequences if you fail to. Now, we kept it up. These two gentlemen in front of me kept it up the entire time.
Don't remind
and,
me.
And through humiliation and all sorts of...
Persecution,
angst. You even snapped at your mother because you were so upset about
yeah,
dressing like a hipster.
I threw my bag across the room and I was like, nothing is wrong!
See, I tried to control it. I tried to like, oh, you know, this is okay. But deep down, I was just like, I hate this so much.
By the way, it is Keturah's birthday today. So
happy birthday, Keturah.
Happy birthday, Keturah. Thanks for listening. Thank you. And anyway, yeah, but I said, you know, if any one of us fails, we should let the listeners come up with a punishment. I failed.
Yes.
I was the only one who failed. I asked for punishment, and guess what?
What?
No punishment.
Well, isn't that convenient
for you? I'm saying...
Well, wait. People, there's still time for
people
to get on the Facebook.
We're giving them until, say, 8:40 to come up with a suitable punishment for me.
And if not, we can
to
decide.
Do on air. It's an on-air punishment we decided.
Mm-hmm.
And so right. something we have to do within the span of the show.
Okay.
We so may not have time for it, but it may come in soon. Matty D actually put out the call for challenges. So if you want to challenge us to do anything at all,
yep.
specifically Matty D, challenge him. Because he just asks for these challenges yeah. all the time.
Like He's it. A glutton for punishment.
Send in a challenge. So far, we only have one left. And I don't know, we were suggested, what was it? A not clothes party?
A non-clothes
yeah,
party.
Yeah, well, we can still do that.
We can still do that when we get time, you know. Yeah. I'm still getting over being a hipster for a week.
So you're saying you should have a break from challenges? And since there's been no new
dressing
ones...
Dressing in a garbage bag is better than dressing like a hipster.
Yes, I'd agree with that.
But the problem is we also need a challenge for I suppose, this show or sometime in the near future
and
as well.
Again, being dressed as a hipster is like you just fished through a garbage bag for some of your clothes. Mm.
So if you're listening right now is your opportunity to send in a challenge. If you want to challenge us to do something, challenge Matty D. He loves challenges.
Yep.
So send in your challenges, you know, before 9 o'clock and we'll get started on it right
yep,
away.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We do love a challenge.
We just love embarrassing
and, that. And please send in a suitable punishment, on-air punishment for me as well, since mm-hmm. I failed.
And he deserved...
I let the team down, but these two...
He deserves to be punished.
I deserve to be punished. And these two did a fantastic job, held up their end. But you can see the photos of our exploits on the Facebook group. Please check them out. They're quite funny. And Carl in a purple shirt. And he's the only one in the world who thinks it's pink.
It's a pink shirt.
It's not pink.
Shut up. It's a pink shirt.
It is not pink.
I will not hear this blasphemy.
But anyway, speaking of challenges, it is that time of the week for our Monday Night Challenge.
Yay! I love this music.
It just makes you happy. You can't
last week, Kyle brought us the challenge. He was the host of the challenge, and he had James Bond trivia.
Yes.
And I was the winner.
Which Kieran did fantastically in.
That's right.
And Matt did adequately in.
I agree. Kieran did fantastically. But he always does. Wait, is Kieran the host for today?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he did fantastic.
Okay, I'm going to need someone else. I think I'll pass the score sheet over to Brenton, and you're going to have to tally up the scores here and give us a winner.
Go on, why don't you hit on Brenton and see if you get a few points?
I think I will.
Now, you see, the thing is...
I would hit on Brenton.
I'm sure you're both keen to know what the challenge is for...
I'm keen.
...for this week.
Okay.
You are?
Lay it on me.
Now... Last week, Matty D was a bit in the blue because he didn't know a lot of the answers as well as Kyle and I did. Well, he was giving the questions, Kyle. But in the week before that, we had Name That Tune. And poor Matty D only answered one out of a possible 25. And so that was a bit pathetic. So I thought long and hard is what's something that Matty D knows about, but at the same time, Kyle knows about it, so it's a fair game. And I thought, what better than... Not stepping too far from the doors of the station itself.
Mm-hmm.
Classic rock trivia. That's right. Okay. Classic rock trivia. And now I just need to adjust this so I can see the questions on the screen. Alrighty.
Why did it have to be music?
Now, you see, the thing is, all of these questions are from the top of my head. So they're fairly simple. Let's just say that. And,
go on.
Okay, should be all set up now.
I can imagine this is going to go down. What? I know that guy.
And
everyone knows that.
Okay. Here we go. Question number one. Who is the lead singer of the Rolling Stones?
Jagger?
Mick Jagger, correct.
Yes.
That's 1 point for Matty D.
Thank you. Oh, I got a little noise as well.
Yep, you got a ding. Okay, question number two. What was the name of David Bowie's flamboyant alter ego?
Ziggy Stardust.
Ooh. Correct, Kyle. Well done. And
screw
question
you,
number three.
Buy me a drink first.
Flirt with each other off there, please. Matty D's love tips are over. Spell Led Zeppelin.
Ding. L-E-D,
mm-hmm.
space,
mm-hmm.
Z-E,
Z.
Z. Well, Z and Z are the same
thing. Hurry up.
But we live in Australia.
Z-E, P-P, L-I-N. Right? What?
Incorrect. Do you want to have a go, Kyle?
L-E-D, mm-hmm. space, Z.
Well done.
E-double-P-E-L-I-N.
Well done. Point to Kyle. Okay, here we go. Question number four.
Go back to kindergarten.
What was the name of Queen's first album? Queen's first album?
Don't look at me.
Someone have a guess, please. Come on.
Is it Queen?
Matty D is correct. God. And here's a bonus question. What year was it released?
What, 1960-something? 1960...
1976.
No bonus question there. But yes, it was Queen, released in 1973. Okay. What was the follow-up album to Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon?
That was... The Wall?
The Wall.
Bit of a delayed reaction there from me, but no, that's incorrect. It was Wish You Were Here.
Oh, we already said it.
What band does Ace Frehley belong to? What band does Ace Frehley belong to?
Stop it!
I have no idea. No, that's not it, actually. I
got Kiss?
Oh! That is correct.
He already answered.
No, he didn't. He said stop it. He was telling someone off screen to stop it. So that's another point to Matty D. Question number 7. What is Alice Cooper's real name?
Ding, Vincent Furner.
Correct.
I still
8. Question number 8. That was a point to Matty D there. In the Who album Tommy, what did the title character become an expert on, although being blind?
Piano.
Incorrect. It was pinball.
Oh.
Thus the song Pinball Wizard. Question number 9. Name a song by Deep Purple. One song. Any song at all by Deep Purple.
Didn't they... Oh, this sounds bad. Smoke on the Water?
Correct.
Yes.
Another point
to... Stop looking at them!
No, I thought about that.
How dare you!
I knew that one. I actually did know that one.
Unless you're giving the answer to me, how dare you!
I found it in the general direction.
So they're getting sort of hints, but...
No, I knew that one because that's the one that everyone
knows
sure
thing.
On the guitar, you know.
Okay, next question. Question number 10. Name this song.
Sex on the Beach. No.
The one played by Lisa, by Bleeding Gums Murphy.
Sax on the Beach.
I'm sticking with that.
Both incorrect. It was Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty.
Of course.
Question number 10. Who replaced Ozzy Osbourne as the lead singer of Black Sabbath in 1979?
I don't know.
No idea. A guess? Guesses? Any guesses?
No, I've got no idea.
Brenton knows, but
I don't know. Go
the
on.
Correct answer.
Maybe these guys should be.
The correct answer is.
I'll have Liz representing me.
Would you like the correct answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct answer is Ronnie James Dio. Question number 11. Which 70s film set in Vietnam features a Doors song prominently at the beginning of the film?
Can I have a repeat of the question, please?
Which 70s film set in Vietnam featured a Doors song prominently at the beginning of the film?
Good Morning Vietnam.
Was it a 70s film?
Oh, I didn't hear that bit.
The correct answer was Apocalypse Now. And a bonus song, I don't think any of you are going to get this, but which song was it?
Kyle?
Matt?
It was, here's a bit of a hint for you. It was played in the final, it was the first song we played on the final episode of the Midnight Express.
Oh man, I should know this.
I give up.
Oh man, that's bad.
Okay, well, no answers there. The answer was The End. Ironically, the song The End was played at the beginning of the film. Question number 12. Sid Vicious and Johnny Rotten belong to which band?
Sex Pistols.
Ooh, Matty D. Correct. Question number 12 again. Question number 13. Finish these lyrics. Back in black, I what?
We salute you. No, wait, sorry. wrong song. Same band, wrong song. Back in black.
Hey,
because I'm back in black.
I hit the, I don't know, something that rhymes with black.
I'm back throw a word in out. Black.
Track.
It was, you were the closest, but no point there. It was, I hit the sack.
What, really?
And then went to bed. No. Question number 13. Which 70s song is the top-selling track in iTunes history?
Thriller.
And that's an 80s song, by the way.
Which 70s track?
But it's too late.
Okay.
It was Journey with Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, well, I wouldn't get that anyway.
Question number 14. Who sang More Than a Feeling? More Than a Feeling.
Tom Jones?
Incorrect.
The
correct answer was Boston. Question number 15. Name the drummer from Genesis who eventually became their lead singer.
Phil Collins.
Ooh. Point to Kyle. There we go.
Well done, Kyle.
Thank you, man.
16. Well, you won't get this one. 16. Who doesn't have to put on a red light?
Roxanne.
Correct. And who sang that song?
The Police.
There's no point there. I'm just asking. But yes, it was The Police. Okay, here we go. Which T-Rex song famously involves a gong?
Ra, ra, ra. I get it, because T-Rex is a dinosaur. It was worth it.
No answers?
I have no idea.
The correct answer is get it on, as in get it on, bang a gong, get it on. Number 18. In the Kinks song Lola, what was her big secret?
Lola.
She was a guy.
Maddie D is correct. She was a man. Question number 19. Identify this song. She's the one, the only one, who's built like an Amazon. We're together, everybody knows, and here's how the story goes. No idea?
Ba-bow.
I'm going to pass on this one.
The Commodores with Brick House. She's a brick house. Please refrain from answering, Brenton. In the Rush album 2112, what does a man find in a cave behind a waterfall? In the Rush album 2112, what does a man find
in a guitar? A guitar.
Okay, who looked at Brenton?
He's closer.
We both
did. No points there because you both cheated.
What? I did not cheat.
I both saw you look at Brenton and then both answered at the same time.
I will admit I did cheat. Kyle did cheat as well.
Question number 21.
The only reason I cheated was because you were cheating.
Question number 21. On the iconic cover of London Calling by The Clash, what destructive action is being depicted?
Plane crashing.
Berlin Wall.
Both incorrect. The bass guitarist is smashing his guitar. Okay, and this one has another bit of an excerpt. Who sang this tune?
Welcome to the hotel.
Something with birds in it. Birds. Flying birds.
No,
crashing birds. Hotel birds. Something flying.
The something Eagles, yeah?
The Eagles. The Rock Eagles. Eagles.
Thank you.
Maddie, I'm going to give that one to Maddie D because he said Eagles.
He was looking at her!
I did not. I knew that one. I haven't looked at them since, like, after question since two, just... so leave me alone.
Question 23. The America song Horse With No Name is about heroin use. True or false?
True.
False.
No correct answers there.
No, come on. I said true. False.
You said it after you know when you what the answer was. Okay, question number 24. Who is the lead singer of Blondie?
Oh, Deborah Harry.
Correct. One to Kyle. Hope you get keeping up with the score. And that was all the questions, but there is a bonus question.
Oh, let's hit the bonus
Please
question.
Refrain from answering until I've got the complete question out.
Okay.
In the Q Lazarus song, Goodbye Horses, how does the chorus go? Lying over you, flying over you, or crying over you?
Flying over you.
Kyle was correct there with the first correct answer,
said it.
And it was flying.
I said it first.
No, you didn't.
Yes, you did.
No,
I'm the judge here.
You probably already won, so stop complaining.
Fine.
Okay, there we go. And could we have the... Could I have the final points here, Brenton? And the winner is... Maddie D for a change with 7 points Carl's 5.
This is so exciting. This is like
there
the first
go.
For me.
It
so
just
that
means you have extra work to do.
So that means Sad. Next week...
I will.
Next week, Maddie D gets to pick the challenge.
Oh, I guess I do.
I've never seen such a bigger pair of cheaters in my life.
Yeah.
Who don't know anything about classic rock.
Yeah.
What should I pick?
Well, save it for a surprise for next week.
It could be like, how awesome Maddie D is. Those could be the questions themed around that.
Well, we would all be wrong.
Yeah, they'd all be lies. So
no, they wouldn't.
What's the point of that? Donna Summer there with Hot Stuff. And that song always reminds me of this commercial for these sort of baked pastries where this guy was dancing around the kitchen to that song, taking trays of pastries out of the oven. And it was, kind of sexy. We're almost caught off guard there. I was having a great conversation about what me and Brenton used to do, sort of radio related. And then the next thing you know, I thought, radio, what does that remind me of? Hold on. Hey, we're supposed to be doing a radio show right now.
Yes.
And I literally just hit the on button for the mic.
Just thought we were chilling out.
I literally sat down just before I hit the on button, and it was ridiculous. I think, Maddie D, you're replaced with Kyle for this segment, so say
yes,
goodbye for
I know.
Now.
All right, bye, guys.
Here comes Kyle over to the seat now, and he thought it would be a good idea to talk to one of our guests, our guest number one, I suppose, Liz.
Hi.
Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Are you having fun?
I'm having lots of fun. Especially when you nearly forget that we're broadcasting. That's
I didn't nearly forget.
That's a lot of fun.
I did forget.
Well, there you go.
Let's get this interview underway.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any interview music, or are we just going to jump right into it?
Well, please have some interview music.
I'll see what I can find. That is the sound of the computer desperately looking for some interview music. I know. Let's just use Patricia Stormare's music.
Why not? As if you haven't offended Patricia or not, like, enough.
Take
maybe.
That, Patricia.
You've been replaced.
Anyway, you want to take some questions away, Kyle?
Sure thing. Well, Liz, you've been travelling overseas and all that sort of stuff. You've been to just about every country that's worthwhile going to. Which one was your favourite?
Just before you do say that, though, what countries did you visit? Just briefly.
Okay, well, I started off in Holland and then Germany and then Denmark, Sweden, Finland, Norway, France, Belgium, Italy, Switzerland, and then England, Ireland, Scotland, and South America, many countries, and America, and Canada.
But you're not well travelled at all.
Yeah, you still haven't been everywhere yet.
Yeah. Not everywhere.
And then when you've been everywhere, when you've been everywhere, you can start going, I've been everywhere, man. I've been to Canada,
that should have been my interview
America,
music.
Germany, Holland, South America, various others.
Yeah.
Yeah, so which one was your favourite country and why?
I have two favourites. Okay. I really loved Prague. And I really loved...
I probably guess why you like Prague.
That was a lot of fun. And I really liked Sweden. And Sweden was a lot of fun. And everyone was naked in Sweden.
Really?
Yeah. Just walking down the street naked.
You
huh?
know, you see those beer
Tallywhackers
commercials?
Are flapping.
Like, you see those beer commercials where there's, like, attractive women and they're like, oh, and there's alcohol.
Five cougars, thanks.
And they're all... Yeah, like that. That's what Sweden was like. There were people, like, out in the street with their tops off, just
just like, hey,
around.
What up?
And yeah, it was really lovely. It was lovely and freeing. Spring.
What you naked as well?
I'm gonna just leave that to your imagination.
Were you just like when in Sweden?
When in Sweden? Yeah.
My girlfriend actually spent a lot of time overseas in similar countries this
really?
Year. I know you probably ran into her somewhere over there. You never know.
Yeah, maybe. Who would?
But
bumped into each other on the escalators, and each one said, "Who was that rude person?"
That's
probably did that thing of both pretending to be foreign. So yeah. you just the memory of each other is just like.
Slid away, yeah. Mm.
There you go. But she said she had a lot of fun in Amsterdam as well.
Oh,
probably
who
for the same reasons.
Have fun in Amsterdam?
Probably for the same reasons why you had fun in Prague.
It's a very conservative
Actually,
community.
Food,
Amsterdam.
Food in Prague. That's why I loved Prague so much. I'm gonna just go with the conservative thing there.
Isn't there a lot
food.
Of absinthe in Prague as well? I know a lot of Americans go to Prague.
Not that I can remember.
It's just
absinthe.
It was really like it was inexpensive. Like everything in Prague, like all the food that I had in Prague was like the best food ever.
What
like,
did you have?
I had a thing called goulash. It was like a local thing. And that was really delicious. Matty delicious, even.
Matty delicious.
And also, we had a chocolate souffle. That was...
Ooh, yummy.
I would go back there just to have that.
So if we, like, crossed Prague with Sweden, you'd basically be in heaven, huh?
Yeah.
Naked people
be
and
naked
good food.
And there'd be chocolate, so... Oh.
Isn't chocolate just a Swiss thing as well? Did you go to Switzerland?
I stepped by in Switzerland on the way to England from Austria.
Okay. Well, I always get Sweden and Switzerland confused. Maybe because their names are so similar and they do similar sort of stuff. I don't know if Sweden has Alps Switzerland does.
They both start with an SW. That's why you get confused.
And that's about as far as you go with it.
And they're like in the same area. So that's probably why I get confused.
Yeah.
You know, like, pretty sure there's other countries I get confused as well. But wouldn't you know it, I can't think of one right now.
That's okay.
But what was the, I don't know if you're keen to talk about it, but what was the worst experience you had?
I have a really good worst experience.
Oh, so you can talk.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I went to a festival in Vienna.
Vienna.
I was there to see just the one band.
Ultravox.
There's no secrets there. No. But, and the show got... postponed like right in the middle of it because there was a big dust storm.
Ooh, I'm lucky.
Wow.
The band ended up playing, like I ended up getting to see the band anyway, but
they were just covered with dust.
I was covered in dirt, absolutely covered in dirt, and my plan had been to
did the people get like dust in
no that's
in
why
makeup?
That's why they had to take the that's why they had to take the bands off the stage because the equipment was getting
must have been one wild storm.
It was insane, but they had to postpone the show, and I had intended to just sleep
like in my sleeping bag on the ground at the festival, but because I was so covered in dust, I couldn't, because I would ruin my sleeping bag, and I still had the rest of the trip to go. So I caught a bus into the city in the middle of the night, and I was having problems with my card, like with my MasterCard. It wasn't working in some countries, and that was one of the countries where I couldn't access any money. So, not only did I have nowhere to stay, I also didn't have any money,
and you were covered in dirt.
And I was covered in dirt, and I ended up going into this one hostel, and they said the guy there, he felt sorry for me, and he said, "Look, there's a public bathroom in this hotel. You can use it. You can have a shower."
Oh, I thought he was going to say you could sleep there.
No, and so I went up there. I went upstairs and I got to have a shower, and then I came back down, and he said, "Look, you're not going to be able to get anywhere until the morning. You might as well just sleep on the bench in the breakfast room." And I was like, "Oh, what a lovely man. What a lovely idea." And so I, you know, like took my shoes off and I went to sleep on the, I went to sleep on the breakfast table. But I had a nap for like, you know, 2 hours, and when I woke up, the guy from the hotel had moved all the tables and all the chairs so that I couldn't get out. Like, he'd blocked me in. Like,
my plan is complete.
Yeah, he'd fenced me in, like, on this bench so that I couldn't get out. And he came in as soon as I, like, woke up, and he saw me, and he was just like, he said, "Can I come to you later?" And I was like, okay. And then I just sort of like slowly started putting my shoes on, and then he like went out of the door, and he made this like weird pouty face at me, and he was like, "Oh, I'm a bit busy right now, but I'll be back for you later." And I was like, "Holy crap!" And he was like 60.
Wow.
And so
I didn't know you spent time overseas.
And so I ended up just having to throw my bag over the top of his little table fort and crawl underneath it to get out, and then I was just waiting
and
at the
make
door.
Your escape.
And as soon as
we
he
have a guest.
As soon as he turned around, I just ran away.
Speak of the devil.
There we go.
It is our other overseas traveller herself.
Oh,
come in to say hi. There we go. We might talk to her later.
So not only did you get covered in dirt,
covered in dirt.
Your favourite band, the only reason you went to Vienna, got nearly cancelled.
Did you stalk them all around Europe?
Yeah, I did. But unfortunately, my father isn't Liam Neeson, so I had to prevent myself from being taken.
You went into a... You went into a hostel owned by a creepy 60-year-old man who let you shower there and then tried to trap you there.
Trap me with tables, yes.
Thought, Australians don't know how to climb tables. Perfect.
And quickly before we go to our prerequisite songs, what was the best experience as opposed to the worst?
I got to be on stage.
Oh, with Green Day.
Yeah.
Did you actually meet them?
Yeah, a couple
of times. So you actually met them?
I've met them a couple of times now.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
They're on first name terms now.
We keep seeing you around.
Yeah, they're a bit like that.
They're just like, "Oh God, it's her again."
Yeah, and there was a...
Hi.
I ended up just teaming up with a group of people that were doing the same thing. I ran into them in England and saw them in, you know, other countries. And so we ended up really good friends and still friends. So
cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, anyway, here's your interview music back again.
Thank you.
But, it sounds like you had a great time over there. Stalking this band around through dust and, sex offenders.
Yes.
Probably accomplishing more in 1 week over there than I have in 2 years.
Aww.
That was really good.
But, I hope you have a good time in the next 20 minutes of the show. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
All right.
You are listening to Guess Who's Coming to Dinner on FM 103.3 Goulburn Community Radio 2GCR, the voice of Goulburn. And at the moment, I'm sitting in with Brenton and Matty D.
Yes.
Matty Delicious himself.
And I've decided to go to Sweden now and live there permanently.
Because you want to get in with all the naked people.
That just sounds like a great cultural experience.
And lots of breasts? I don't know what. You want some of that Swedish chocolate.
Some of that sweet, sweet culture.
I'm a sucker
culture.
For chocolate.
Mmm. And something else by the sounds of it. But anyway, memories. The reason, I don't know, Brenton is a self-confessed expert on Perth, having lived there for the last few months.
I've studied them quite extensively in my travels up the Perth coast people. And down the coast and then back again.
Back again.
That count as zoology, Brenton?
I'm sorry?
It's nothing.
Okay, there we go. And I just wanted to throw a few facts of Perth at you and... see how you respond to them, being you know, the self-claimed expert that you are.
Hit me.
Is this premise thin enough as it is?
Mm.
Perth is a city in the middle of nowhere.
This is true, yes.
So when everyone else was colonising... is that a word?
Colonialising. Settling.
Colonising, colonising, settling the, I suppose, the eastern seaboard of Australia. I wonder why Perth decided to go all the way over to the west and going, you know what, I'm sitting here and staying.
It was a select breakaway group of British people that decided that they were better than everyone else, and that through it all, through sheer indignance, I would say, they just decided to settle in the desert and act like they were so pompous and better than everyone.
Hmm. It says here that Perth was founded in the 19th century by convicts, as is the rest of Australia, as history would tell us, who had been exiled in disgrace from the colonies of Sydney and Melbourne and ran to the opposite side of the country.
True.
True.
So,
ding! So, yes.
Pompous British.
And so, what made you decide to run all the way over to that side of the continent?
For its beaches that are filled with sharks.
Oh, yes. They punch on the nose.
Yes. It's lush history in opening hours. See, they open at 9 o'clock and close at 4:45.
You said that on the old show, the Midnight Express, that the city itself actually has opening and closing hours. Yep. People just stop functioning after a certain hour.
Turn the phone off, go to bed.
Lift the phone off the receiver, off you go. Any questions for Brenton, Mairead, who just walked in? We have another guest, people. Mairead, come over to the microphone, if you may. You can share with Maddie D, if you like.
Hello.
Mairead was on the old show, and she too, like Liz, who we was on in the last segment, was a bit of a world traveller. Did you spend much time in Prague?
No, I didn't get to Prague.
But you went to Amsterdam, didn't you?
Yes. Stop bringing it up.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Nothing. It's just all you talk about.
It was a dark period.
No, it was a very bright period.
Lots of colours.
Too bright.
But what do you know about Perth, Mairead?
Not much.
There you go.
Not much.
I like it. It's sort of a Cinderella state for everyone.
Places
else
to avoid.
Ooh.
Fremantle.
Definitely. There's lots of boat people there.
Boat people, okay. Claremont, if you're a fat blonde chick.
I don't understand that one, because that's where the showgrounds are. That's where they have the Royal Perth Show. I don't know why you'd avoid that. That's a magical
the
day.
Showgirls.
Casuarina Prison.
I don't know what that is.
Perth.
Oh.
How to annoy people from Perth. Say that Melbourne or any other city in Australia is so much better.
Mm.
When people say that, do you get peeved?
No, not particularly.
Do you
I'm
disagree?
Usually I'm usually the one instigating it. I'm like, this place is so much better than here, and then they go into a diatribe about how they've got it right and that all the other states will be following them soon and their lead, even though they're 20 years behind.
For British people.
And yeah, you said you just mentioned that, and you said on the old show that you're on a sort of in a time warp over there.
Mm.
So it says here that to annoy them, tell them that what they're wearing now looked really cool in the 80s, and you can't wait for another 30 years before they can wear the clothes you're wearing now. Also, brag about how the movie you just downloaded was the movie they just paid movie tickets for. A lot of effort involved in just annoying people from Perth, which really, you know, are they really that bad? The oil rigs really that annoying?
Mm, yeah, they just get annoyed at the drop of a hat. They are. There's really a lack of Australians, and they all band together and sort of hate on everything else that's unfamiliar to them.
There you go.
Right on.
So if you could describe Perth in one word, what would that word be?
Dull.
Dull. There you go. You heard it here first. Your venue for hating on Perth, guess who's coming to dinner? Well, ironically, guess who's coming to dinner? Showing prejudice to the rest of the world. But someone does have the correct answer on the Facebook group.
That's good. We got a winner. It's a night full of winners. I mean, I won tonight. This person won tonight. And Carl,
he's won before. Oh, now you won for the first time ever. And now who's getting all cocky?
For a competition that was rigged in your favour.
It wasn't rigged. Right. It wasn't rigged. It was just easy.
Okay.
My goodness, it's 9:01. You know what that means?
Saddest part of the night.
Yes. It is, unfortunately, time to wrap up Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to quickly say a big thank you to all our guests who came in. It started off as two and then ended up as three.
Yep.
And, just want to say thanks to Liz who came in. Yep, that's her in the background. And Brenton, all the way from Perth. And Mairead, you just stopped in to say hi.
Yeah.
There we go. Thanks, guys, for coming in. And I just want to thank FM 103.3, the voice of Goulburn, for letting us do this show and spreading our nonsense all around the town and over the internet, which you can find on iTunes, our podcast, After Dinner. Do a search for After Dinner. The first podcast and only After Dinner podcast is ours.
Yeah.
You can listen to this nonsense wherever you go. But for now, it's a goodbye from me, Kieran.
Goodbye from me, Kyle.
And a goodbye from me, Maddie D.
And don't forget to tune in next week for more nonsense.
Yep.
Yes. It'll be lots of fun.
Till then.
Till then. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good night.